This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. In federal court Tuesday, abortion arguments defending D&E abortions from Texas law took heavy hits as former abortionist Anthony Levitino described his former trade. Another doctor explained that, contrary to abortion provider arguments, D&E instruments are at least among the most dangerous instruments in abortion. Unborn children are getting the tax reform bill in trouble with a Los Angeles area member of Congress when Representative Judy Chu discovered that parents of unborn children could start college savings accounts under the bill. Her response was quick. She said the bill's reference to unborn children was dangerous. Canadian women are now free to take the dangerous chemical abortion pill without doctor's supervision. The company selling RU486 promises that rigorous new testing means past, even fatal, experience with the drug is no problem. This is Life News Radio. Slavery was wrong for something more than some notion that we don't like slavery anymore. It was wrong because property rights, which slave owners tried to claim, could not compare with the rights lost by those persons called slaves. Legalized abortion holds a similar rights conflict. Be courageous. Know the life issue. Understand the inherent conflicts in abortion. In other headlines, the doctor who euthanized a depressed woman in Belgium will not be prosecuted. British MPs are vigorously debating the expansion of abortion, and partners in the abortion specimen scandal do not have their stories straight. While Planned Parenthood claimed they were only paid for shipping, interviews make it clear that was not the case. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.